Friends, Jesus tells stories, parables, we refer to them. They illustrate truths. Characters and actions within these stories are not real, though oftentimes real activities in the day and the age of the Lord are at the center of the storytelling, makes it more engaging. So in this parable about the kingdom of heaven, what makes the foolish virgins or the foolish bridesmaids foolish? Well, they fail to bring along a supply of oil in order to greet the bridegroom. Their very purpose, they are indifferent towards fulfilling. But they represent something far more profound. It isn't just that they were lax or lazy. The foolish ones in the story represent those who have a self-indulgent insistence to living. I'll live life on my terms, thank you. And today's gospel lesson, through the use of the story, is crystal clear. In God's kingdom, there are no spiritual freeloaders. The foolish virgins, they think that they don't have to work for their own oil. A pinch of anyone else's oil will burn just as nicely in their lamps, so they can be about doing what they want to do. They represent all of those who say, why worry about self-care? Why worry about soul care when we can manipulate others to get what we want when we want it? That's who they represent. They foolishly count on others, gladly doing their personal work, their deep interior personal work. They think that they shouldn't put themselves out too much because there are many others who will gladly do it for them. They lapse into an attitude of entitlement, foolishly thinking that there will always be others to fill in the gap between who they really are and who God has created them to be. You know, when the resurrected Lord Jesus comes for me, no one else can look directly into his eyes but me. No one else can speak to Christ but me. Our true identity, you know, our core, our soul, it's something that cannot be done by someone else. It's something that cannot be represented by anyone else. If we apply St. Paul's image of the church and parts of the body, though many are one, we can say that the foolish ones are those who desperately plead for oil from the wise ones, in a way as if it were the hand saying to the foot, please be a hand for me right now, or an eye saying to an ear, please be an eye for me. Although the members of Christ's body share in the one body of Christ, we cannot stand in place for another before the Lord himself at moment of judgment. Help each other? Oh, yes. Pray for each other? Oh, yes. But substituting for another is absolute, pure folly. For sure, the whole body is impoverished and it is lessened by the failure of a single member to be who God has created them to be and to be it well. Absolute love, who is God, cannot possibly know those who are phony, pretending love. God's kingdom has no place for a love that is counterfeit. Only fools attempt to camouflage self-interest. In place of the sincere hearts tested by fire, foolish ones offer souls that are as hollow as the empty lamps that they carry. They're trying to deceive God, as crazy as that sounds, it's God, trying to deceive the beloved God with fake love. And our moment of meeting the Lord, our moment of death, it'll be marked by what we've done during our lifetime. How we have truly sought to imitate Jesus, always imperfect. Was it sincere? Was it real in effort? That alone is what we're going to have to offer. At that moment, no substitutions are possible. Fake love will be exposed for what it is: counterfeit self-interest. Real love, a self-donating life through which little things were done with great love, that'll be praised. And that will be rewarded by God. Just a final encouraging note that is sounded in the very last line of the gospel, chapter 25, verse 13. Jesus suddenly turns his attention from the parable that he told directly to the listeners in the immediate present. Jesus so deeply desires us to avoid the catastrophic failure of the foolhardy ones. And he says, stay awake. He says that to us. And he says it with a fierce love. Stay awake. Hear that desire of our blessed Lord for us to begin right now, and for us to continue to accumulate oil in anticipation of our own encounter with the divine bridegroom.